Philosophy in an Hour. Kierkegaard by Paul Strathern. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. Kierkegaard wasn't really a philosopher at all, at least not in the academic sense, yet he produced what many people expect of philosophy. He didn't write about the world, he wrote about life, how we live, and how we choose to live. Kierkegaard philosophized about what it means to be alive. His subject was the individual and his or her existence, the existing being. In Kierkegaard's view, this purely subjective entity lay beyond the reach of reason, logic, philosophical systems, theology, or even the pretenses of psychology. Nonetheless, it was the source of all these subjects. As a result of such thinking, philosophers, theologians, and psychologists have all at some time disowned Kierkegaard. The branch of philosophy, or non-philosophy for many purists, to which Kierkegaard gave birth, has come to be known as existentialism. It took some time for existentialism to catch on. Some philosophers, such as Nietzsche, Husserl, and Heidegger, were existentialists without realizing it, according to the existentialists. Heidegger vehemently denied this, and Nietzsche died before anyone could tell him. Indeed, it wasn't until almost a century after Kierkegaard's death that existentialism came into its own, with the emergence of the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre in Paris after World War II. The intellectuals of post-war Paris were in despair. There was nothing for them to believe in anymore. Surrealism, which had gained intellectual credence by describing itself as absurd, had now been recognized as ridiculous.